Hello, Billy.
Yes, sir.
Yep, we did lose each other. You were right.
I knew. I don't tell stories.
Yeah. You know your areas very well, I will say. Awesome. So I kind of cut out there, but what I was saying was we do help you in other areas in getting you listed on like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing. That way, if anybody else does a search on any other platform there as well, they can still find you and they can just click to call you directly. Now, for us, we want to make sure that we're putting you in front of the customers that you're looking to service because we want this to be as profitable as possible for you at the end of the day, okay?
Right.
So I know you guys are doing custom work, but you guys are targeting more of the residential side more than anything, correct?
Pretty much, but we don't turn anything down, you know what I mean? We don't do commercial, do whatever.
Okay. So commercial, residential, if it presents itself, which is good. And then, so for this, let me go over the pricing with you as well, so that way you're aware of it. It is just a flat rate month to month. There are no contracts involved. We do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement because to get you listed for all the services on the first page of Google, it does take around 30 to 45 days. Like I said, we are going to send out a PIN verification to you, and my tech team is going to work with you on that, so that way we can get that and verify you. So Google knows that you're a legitimate person and a legitimate company. Like I said, you're not a robot with a P.O. box. So that's why it does take that long. The directory submissions for Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple, those things will go up within 5 to 7 days. And then you would have an onboarding call with my tech team. My father always says, check twice, so that way you don't have to go back and do it again. It's almost like, you know, measure twice, cut once.
So
that's what we do here. I would pass you off to my tech team, my onboarding call. We would set that for you at a later time and date, so that way they can just go over and make sure that everything is correct with the verification for the address and then also, too, for the services you provide, okay? The pricing for it is just $199 month to month.
$199 a month?
$199 month to month, no contracts. It's not a call price per call, per click, per job, nothing like that. It's at the flat rate. So whether you guys get 10 jobs or 50 jobs, you always just stay at the $199 month to month. Okay?
Right. What? How am I going to know, like, that it's really going to work before I waste the money? You know what I'm saying?
Very, very good question. So we actually set up with you a tracking system, and this is going to be actually done for you when the onboarding call takes place. My tech team will walk you through that process of saying, hey, this is how you're going to track your results and your measurements for the traffic that's coming in, okay? So one, we set up a dashboard for you so that way you can see how well your Google business listing is being listed for. Also, too, you'll be able to see how much traffic is coming in through that Google Business profile. You get to see location of searches, and then you'll be able to see what you're being listed for as well, okay?
Right.
And that's going to be given to you with the username and password when we have the onboarding call with my tech team. I do take you to that as well, but they create that and custom build that for you so that way you can log in there and, like I said, make a decision each and every month that, hey, this is something that I like and I can see that I'm receiving traffic from it and people are calling us. Okay? Okay. Now, Billy, we cannot work with all the flooring companies in the area, so what we do is we do close this listing out, so we do not work with everybody. So once we do close it, you will never share that position with anybody. At the same time, you won't share your customers because it's a direct call service into you. We're not vetting you a lead. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
Not like Angie's lead or whatever.
Yeah. Did you have them?
Home advisor, yeah.
Okay. How'd you like the service?
I never used it.
Okay. Yeah. Any particular reason why?
I mean, we were busy. We've been busy, man. Nobody's really, you know, I got a couple of, say, I did one job for them.
Okay.
And got a good rating or whatever, but I just face, I've been usually so busy that nothing is, I don't know, I don't really trust the place.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
It's almost like they don't do or provide what they say they provide.
Yeah, so what we do is we put you in front of the customers that are searching for your services. What Angie's does, they actually vet you a lead. They give it to you and they say, hey, you know, call this customer. They have interest in your services, right?
It's almost like they trick you with fake leads.
Oh, okay. So when you called, there were people that didn't answer?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So the reason for that is because they actually vet not only that lead out to you, but they vet that lead out to three or four of your other competitors. So that lead is not exclusively to you. So they actually pay for an advertisement on Google to funnel traffic to their platform. And then to make money off of that, let's say your lead cost is $60 for there, right?
Yeah.
They sell you the lead for $60, and then they sell the other contractors in the area a lead for $60 as well, right? So they're making their money that way. So it's like a first-come, first-served battle for a lead that you don't necessarily get, but you still have to pay for.
Plus your $150 to $300 a year, but...
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, exactly. And it just, we have a lot of clients that actually come over from Angie's. What they found is when they do come over from Angie's and they place themselves on Google, they really compare the service like apples to oranges, and they have stayed with us for a very long time. I mean, we've been doing this for 20 years. So, we definitely understand where you're coming from when you're talking about Angie's leads. So.
Cool. Are y'all?
Is that really?
The phone number came. Yeah, the phone number came up as Florence. I was just wondering if y'all were where y'all were located, or
so we're located in Fountain Valley, California. So if you're familiar with the area, it's right in between Disneyland and Huntington Beach. I don't know if you're familiar with the area.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's where we've been here for 20 years. So Billy, with this being an exclusive listed, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way we can start getting you on that first page of Google and people can start to see the quality work that you do for 37 years, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you something here. So for the business name is Flooring Services Unlimited, correct?
Yes, sir.
For the business address where we're going to send you the PIN verification, that's going to come via mail. What is the address? Is it still the 231 Narrow Lane, New Market?
Yes.
Okay. And then the zip code is the 35761, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then Billy, is that your first name or is that a nickname?
It's my first name.
Okay. I know a lot of people that go by William call themselves Billy. So that's why
right.
I asked.
Yes, sir.
Because my first name is William. So they always ask me when we sign up a William, they're like, do you go by Billy? And I'm like, no, I just go by Charlie.
There you go.
All right. So Billy, what's your last name?
Letson. Letson.
Letson. Okay. And then a good email address for you so I can send your invoice to?
It's all lowercase letters. Billy Letson 17 at gmail.com.
At Gmail. Perfect. Okay. And then for your customers to get a hold of you is the, let me see here. Is the 256-682-7972 a good number for them to contact you, or do you have a business line that you want?
It's that number.
It's that number. Okay. And is that a good number for my tech team and I to call you with updates on the Google Business Profile as well?
Yes, sir. That's a good number.
Okay.
I have another one. My partner uses his number.
but I handle all the business mainly.
Okay. Then I'll just keep yours here, because then that way my tech team will just reach out to you, because your name will be on this account. I am going to set up a security question for you, so that way we're always talking to you and we always know we're talking to you. And then I take you through a voice verification for that price to never fluctuate on you as well, okay?
All right.
Okay, awesome. So, Billy, for the listing here itself, are you going to be using a business credit card? Are you going to be using a debit card for this?
Debit card is what I'll use.
Okay.
Can you give me like an hour so I can go to the bank and stuff?
Yeah, that's not a problem. I can just set everything up here. That way they stop the calls from going out, and then I'll give you that hour, and then I'll program it to just spit out in about an hour, if that's okay.
Yeah, it should be fine.
Okay. Give me one sec here, though. Let me set that up for you. Okay. And then for the billing itself, does it just have your first and last name on there, or does it have your business name on there as well? It has both?
Yes, sir.
And it's the Flooring Service Unlimited that says
it? Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And then I'm guessing the billing address is the same as the 231?
Yes, sir.
Question on the 231 address, is that your residency or is that an office?
It's both. My office is out to the side.
Okay. Do you like it introduce a customer? Do customers come there? Or, because the reason why I'm asking do you want me to hide that address so it doesn't populate on the Google Business profile itself?
Yeah, you can do that, because I don't do sales out of my home. I send them to different stores that I'm with.
Okay, perfect. So then what I'm just going to do is just going to have the Newmarket, Alabama, and then the zip code on there as well. And then it won't show the actual address.
Great. Cool.
Okay, cool. And then for the payment method, is it going to be a MasterCard, a Visa, Discover, American Express?
Master.
Okay, Master. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
529-354-3080-392909.
Okay, and then the expiration date?
12/25.
And then the security code?
479.
470?
9.
Oh, 479, I'm sorry. And then, so we're going to do that in an hour. I'm not going to make any purchases there. You do have that secured and locked in there for the listing itself. But what I want to do is I want to set up the security question for you as well. So I have three questions. You can have one of them. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
We'll do my mother's maiden.
Perfect. And what's your mother's maiden name?
It's Driggers, D-R-I-G-G-E-R-S.
D-R-I-G-G-E-R-S?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect. And then I'm going to walk you through the voice verification. Now, once the payment goes through in about an hour, it is going to send this over to you via email, and then you will get a couple of welcome text messages as well. But I just want to make sure that this voice verification does go to you, because this is an added form of protection for you as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Slash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your company.
Flooring Services Unlimited.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Billy Letson, and I'm the owner.
Perfect. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. to get results as fast as possible, Billy, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Perfect. And then, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yes.
Perfect. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Sure.
Okay. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is March 29th, in the non-refundable amount, the $199. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 29th in the amount of $199. This is going to be a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Okay, and I'll email that number to you as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so I have you set up, so it's going to automatically process within an hour, okay?
Okay.
So I have that, and then you're going to get a couple of emails and welcome text messages. Once I see that it does automatically process through, I will give you a call, so that way I can make sure that everything is sent to you correctly. Is that okay as well?
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
What is a good time for my tech team to do the onboarding call with you? I have availability later on today, but what does your schedule look like?
I'm going to be slammed today. I got to drive 2 hours to Florence and stuff.
Okay. Do you want to do it Monday?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. What time on Monday is good for you? So we're open Central Time, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
All right. Say 10.
10 a.m. You got
yeah.
it. Okay. I'm going to actually just book that actually right now. I know they only like it when it says paid, but I'm just going to do it and ask for forgiveness later.
All right. So, soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm going and stopping and picking up a check, and then I'm headed to the bank.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to send this over so you'll actually get the Google Calendar in email right now. And then once that's there, that booked call is going to be for 10 a.m. on Monday. And then, I'll call you in about an hour once the thing processes, because it's going to automatically do it. That way everything is good on your end as well, okay?
All right. Awesome, sir.
All right, Billy. I will contact you in a little bit. I hope you drive safely, okay?
Thank you very much.
No problem. Talk to you soon.